Dr. Gurpreet Dhillon says for all of us, the theft of physical objects is so yesterday.
Information criminals are having a field day, in a sense, because it's way more easy today to subvert the electronic controls than break into someone's home and steal something.
A Pricewaterhouse survey indicates only 20% of the countries in the Middle East have an information security strategy for either cloud computing, mobile devices, or social media. And 25% of the respondents didn't know what safeguards their companies did have in place.
Absolutely. I think the whole world is vulnerable. I think the Middle East is particularly more vulnerable in a sense because many of the systems are evolving. What we experienced 10 years or 15 years ago, they are experiencing it today. So I think we need to reach out and work together on a program such as this because you know, any vulnerability in the Middle East or elsewhere is, end of the day, going to affect us here in the United States because of the interconnectedness of the world.
He says in an area rich in oil and a center of finance for the region, a new generation of IT security people is badly needed.
So it's absolutely critical to think in terms of financial security, bank security, information security. Then I think that's probably one of the reasons they reached out to us as well, because we were willing to work with the higher colleges of technology and build a local competence of sorts in the Middle East, in information security in particular.
And do you want to produce the next generation of information security experts? What will they have to know that this current generation does not?
Well, I think that's a very interesting question. I think what we've experienced in the last 5 to 10 years is that every time we deal with information security, we have been considering it in a reactive mode. Something happens, something occurs, and we react to it. We go and plug a hole here and plug a hole there, which is okay to some extent, but it really, a reactive strategy cannot withstand the test of the times. So by training a workforce, by educating a workforce for the future, you are essentially building upon the fact that we got to think about security in a more proactive manner. It's the cost of doing the business. It's a business continuity issue. It's a global security issue for us. So and for that, we need to proactively deal with understanding and theorizing about all these concepts. In an educational setting. And we are hoping that once you do this, that the workforce that's going to emerge is going to be way more trained, way more well-educated to deal with cybersecurity threats.
At present, it sounds as though the hackers may be gaining ground on us by default.
Oh, absolutely, by default, because, you know, we are always waiting for that hacking attack to occur because then we go and plug the hole. We've been reacting to whatever the hackers are doing. So, or for that matter, any information criminal has been doing. In many ways, you have simple controls that need to be put in place. But to understand and appreciate those controls, you need education. So, and that's the role that we play.
The Middle East project with the United Arab Emirates will begin with online instructional collaboration, evolve into a joint study center on site, and eventual exchange of faculty and graduate students. For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.